Welcome, everybody, to another Baseball America High School podcast. I'm Connor Glassy, coming to you from the DeMarini Demo House Podcast Nook. When it comes to buying a baseball bat, DeMarini just changed the game. Introducing Demo House, where you can step into the cage and hit the latest from DeMarini before you buy, because there's no substitute for hitting a real baseball or talking to people who know both bats and batting. Your demo time in the cage is free. Get the season started right. Visit your nearest Demo House today. Locations and full details can be found at demarini.com/demohouse. All right, well, this week I had the chance to speak with Brian Regiera, one of the top outfielders in this year's high school baseball class from Martin High School near Arlington, Texas. So let's check out the interview. Okay, Brian. Well, hey, thanks for joining us here on the Baseball America High School podcast. How's the season going for you so far?
Season going pretty good. You know, we've got a pretty good senior core and we've been a little up and down. We've started to get a little bit more consistent, and think the guys starting to feel better from getting hot at that time.
Good. Well, take us back to the beginning. When did you start playing baseball, and what was it about baseball that really had you hooked?
Oh, gosh. Baseball, I started playing t-ball, I think, maybe 4 years old, and ever since I was little, I was always trying to have a ball and a bat to swing it. Me and my mom went to the store, and first thing I picked up was a bat and a ball. Asked her to buy it for me, and so I don't know. I guess I've always been drawn to just swinging and watching that ball go.
Sure. Did you play other sports growing up as well?
Yeah, played basketball in the high school and. I was pretty serious about soccer when I was little, but at some point you gotta sit down and focus on something, and my dad told me that, so
sure.
Baseball was what I loved and definitely did.
Absolutely. Well, that's good. you've got a real interesting backstory in that your parents moved to the United States from Kenya, right?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, tell me, what that was like growing up, because, I imagine they don't have a lot of experience with baseball when they first came here.
they didn't really know too much about baseball. They came over here for school, and that's what they really, really focused on, but they gave me a lot of opportunities to do a lot of things, play a lot of sports when I was young, and once I really started getting into baseball, they started getting in it with me, so, they've always been real supporters.
Good. Okay. now you're of course committed to Stanford. Tell me about the recruiting process. What that was like? What other schools you considered? And what was it about Stanford that really drew you there?
Well, academics has always been a real big part of my life for me, and even before I realized that I'd eventually have an opportunity to play D1 baseball. I always wanted to go to a top academic institution, and for me, it was always Stanford and Rice, and the Ivies too. But once baseball came into the picture, it was pretty much kind of Stanford and Rice, and I focused on those two schools, visited both, tried to get a feel for the coaches, Coach Graham, Coach McClough, Coach Stott, Coach Pearson, and after the visit, I felt like Stanford was a good place for me, and I was on board from there.
Okay, good. What's your favorite class in school?
I'd probably say English and history, because I like the social stuff, and then those classes really hit hard on those. So
yeah.
History.
Okay. well, talk about your summer. I mean, you had a real busy summer doing the showcase thing. What was that like for you, getting to play, and not only getting to play in big league parks, but getting to play with a lot of other, top players in the country? What was that like?
Well, it's always good to be able to play with guys that you hear about a lot, and some talented guys, and I guess at the same time it'll make you feel a little better about yourself, but you can see what they're doing, and always be competition in the big league parks. That's great, and to me, having an opportunity to play for your country, that's that's probably the biggest thing that a baseball player can do. So, you know, it was exciting and it was nice to travel around and it was a good summer.
Absolutely. I mean, you not only got to see, you know, a lot of different parts of the country, you got to see a lot of parts of the world going, you know, down to Venezuela with Team USA. I imagine that probably, you know, just the grind of playing every day and the travel and playing against the top competition, it really, you know, prepared you for what you might face in the future, whether that's with at the college level or in the minor leagues.
Yeah. You know, it's always good to see good competition because the higher up, you know, high levels you go, it's going to be better competition. And especially seeing it for, you know, a month and a half, you know, it was really good. It was nice to finally be in a team atmosphere after, you know, the showcase took it all summer. And so, you know, I think it prepared me and it'll help me, you know, from here on out.
Absolutely. Another interesting thing that, you know, players nowadays have the advantage of or just have the benefit of is that you got to meet a lot of guys you might be playing with at Stanford, like Austin Wilson and A.J. Venegas. Do you keep in touch with those guys?
Yeah, you know, we talked to them a lot. You know, me, Austin, A.J., and Lonnie Coppola were the first guys to sign, and you know, we've been pretty close. Keep in touch quite a bit, and we're pretty loose around each other, and if all of us get on campus, you know, it'll be a good core guys for the years on.
No doubt, it's a great class. What did you learn about yourself as a player this summer?
I feel like whenever you're playing with guys that are that good and holding your own, playing well, you know, it builds a lot of confidence, you know, because you can go up there and, you know, hit a finale 90 on a fastball, you know, you're not going to see too much better than that. So, you know, it just gives me confidence and I feel like I can deal with the raw stuff, you know, raw big league stuff. You know, it's just about consistency now. If you do it once, you can do it again. So,
sure. Okay. growing up, did you root for a certain baseball team?
The big league team?
Yeah.
I grew up in Arlington, so, you know, everyone goes to the Rangers and maybe, you know, jump on the bandwagon, but you know, I just like the big league. I like watching big league games and at home watching Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN, just watching big league guys and what they do, you know.
Yeah, who are your favorite players to watch?
I like, Dexter Fowler, Justin Upton, BJ Upton can go up there and you can pick it, you know, Robbie Cano, Jeter, you know, who doesn't like Jeter, you know, guys like that, and, you know, Johan, CeCe on the Hill, Neftali Feliz, man.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Okay. What kind of approach do you take into every at bat? What are you looking to do up there?
For me, it's because personally, I don't really feel like anybody's gonna throw the ball past me. So I just go up there and try to be patient. I try to work through that potential gap because, you know, someone busts me inside. I feel like that'll just be a reaction. But especially in high school, guys are just gonna be working away and. You know, lower level like this, not too many guys are really confident coming inside on you, so I just try to, you know, sit back and line the ball off the opposite field and right center and center field, that's a lot of my pop, so it works for me. So
yeah.
I just, you know, sit back, just let my hands really work and that's what I do to play.
Sure. For you know, maybe our listeners that haven't gotten the chance to see you play yet, how would you describe yourself as a player?
A ball, you know, in the clubhouse, I'd say I'm more of a calming guy. A guy that can loosen up the team and I just try to help everyone have fun out on the field and you know, maybe be a little exciting, you know, on the base paths, make a nice play. But most importantly, I just want to be consistent because a spectacular play's great, but it's the consistent guys that stay in this game for a while, but yeah, maybe exciting a leader in the clubhouse. That's what I think of myself as.
Okay, good. Who's the best pitcher you've ever faced? You faced, you know, a lot of talented guys on the showcase circuit, and then with Team USA and things like that. Who's the best guy you faced?
Oh goodness, the best guy that I've faced. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of them. I think that Carson Wentz got some pretty good stuff. I played against him maybe 3 times. I think I should have double off him, but his stuff, it's sharp and it's heavy. The ball pushes back against your bat, and you know, he's got some confidence out there on the hill. He's a fun guy to hit against, but he's definitely got some good stuff.
Sure. Yeah, no doubt. Okay, well, got a couple of fun questions here for you. What's your favorite food?
Favorite food? Steak.
All right.
I eat a lot of steak.
What about your least favorite food?
Least favorite food? I'm not too big of an Asian food fan, but you know, I'll eat it every once in a while.
Yeah. What about favorite musical group or artist?
Favorite artist? I listen to hip hop band and a little rock. My favorite band is Block Party, but I'm a little Wayne fan.
Yeah. What about favorite movie?
7 Pounds. I like Will Smith. I'm a Will Smith fan.
Nice. Let's see. If you can invite 3 people over for, or 4 people over for a dinner party, dead or alive, who do you invite?
Goodness. I'd like to sit down with Barack Obama and talk to him and see what type of guy he is. Martin Luther King, visionary, the guy that people want to talk to. Woodrow Wilson. For some reason in history, Woodrow Wilson really stuck out to me. He's the guy I'd like to sit down and talk to. And then, you know, Jesus. Down and see what he was like.
It's a very noble group.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Lastly, if you could trade places with anyone for one day, who would it be?
Trade places with anybody for one day. I would like to see what a day in the life of Derek Jeter would be like.
Yeah.
And also, hey, Obama, any president, you know, what's like being in the United States. I'd like
to see. Sure. That'd be fun. Yeah. All right. Well, Brian, thank you very much for taking the time with us, the Baseball America podcast. Best of luck the rest of the season, all right?
Thanks for having me.
Yep, bye-bye. All right, well, thank you for listening to another Baseball America High School podcast. And remember, when it comes to buying a baseball bat, DeMarini just changed the game. Introducing Demo House, where you can step into the cage and hit the latest from DeMarini before you buy. Because there's no substitute for hitting a real baseball or talking to people who know both bats and batting. Your demo time in the cage is free. Get the season started right. Visit your nearest Demo House today. Locations and full details can be found at DeMarini.com/demo house.